Anybody at all?
Good evening again.
Got some good stuff tonight. The daf, both Balpeh, and they have some other photocopies I'll share with you, all time permitting. We're at the haircut season now. Next Sunday, Lag BaOmer. I guess I should remind everybody. Yeah. Give me that extra one more, please, unless anyone else needs it. Okay, probably the most important thing about Upshurnish is to know that Friday morning we can all take haircuts and shakes. If you're Ashkenazi, right? Friday morning, I think Shulchan Aruch Harav says even Thursday night, B'shas Adchak, you can't make it to the barber, whatever it might be. So Thursday night, but definitely Friday morning is something I'm looking forward to. A bit of show and tell. Yalkut at the sport, very, very good. On the whole issue of Upshurnish. There's one thing here that's a real wow. I'm saying it for last, that I got from here, a real wow. There's Oser Minhage Ben Shalosh, if anyone's familiar with that safer. The Nitei Gavriel also has a ton. And as you see on the sheet, I gave the credit here on the Hegyonei Parsha by Rabbi Ari Wasserman, who is my friend, and he basically just zapped me his paper on Upshurnish. I was able to cut and paste the selected excerpts that I wanted to, so that was from him, the nicely word-processed excerpts. So he also has a tremendous piece on it as well. Okay. Okay, I don't know if I confess in advance or work through it, but I respect the minhag of Upshurnish, especially if your father has it, your grandfather had it, your great-grandfather had it. It's an important minhag. It's your minhag. She has reverence. What I do have a terrible bone with is I want to claim there's no scriptural source. Okay? I want to say that it's completely fabricated, any scriptural connection between Upshurnish and the Torah. I'm not saying the minhag is not a good minhag. Make no mistake, there's two separate things. There are many minhagim we have that are very beautiful. They're not based on scriptural sources. They're based on other outside influences. I think Upshurnish is one of them, even though the famous source comes from this past week's parsha. And it says in the pasuk, you know, Chumash over here. Some of it's in the first paragraph. The Midrash Tanchuma, he brings the source. Kasev al pasuk in Parshas Kedoshim, untatem kol etz machal varaltem or laso es pirio vaikra yutes. Oh man, thank you so much. So the scriptural source for Upshurnish is a pasuk in Vaikra yutes, pasuk chavtimo. And in full, the pasuk says, we read this past week, "Chitavo la'aretz," when you come to the land, "Unshatem kol etz machal," you will eat, you will plant all types of fruit trees, "Va'arlatem or lasoy es pirio," 3 years you wait, "Chaloshanim yelechem arelim," "Lo yachel," don't eat the fruits that are growing for 3 years. "Uvishanara v'is yekol pirio kodesh yulim Hashem," in the 4th year they'll be holy, "Uvishana chamishis," "Pechud pirio," 5th year everything will be back to normal, and you can eat the fruits. That is the claim, as you see in Medrash Tanchum over here from Simon Yudalid. He quotes that pasuk, and he says that this is the source for Upshurnish. This is the source that's quoted widely for Upshurnish all around. Now, the problem with this verse is none of the classical commentaries whatsoever, from Rishonim ad Achrei Achronim, say this pasuk is the source for not cutting hair. There are plenty of sources, you see right in the Medrash Tanchum on the last line, Sh'aviv Makadisho La Torah. There's a lot of commentaries that connect this pasuk and the Torah education of a child, that it should begin after 3 years. But there's no connection anywhere, between hair and this pasuk. And so you have to ask, why hair? Why only boys? A lot of powerful questions that could be asked. I won't spend too much time on it, as a lot of this will develop throughout the program. But, here you have the source, and it's elaborated on in the second point, in the Shus Arugas Abosem. He says like this, Minik Chasidim Anshimase, it's a practice of pious ones. So is Pring Arbeinu Tam, it's a practice of Chasidim Anshimase, Pring Arbeinu Tam Tefillin. There's many other Minhagim that are Minhag Chasidim and Anshimase, not necessarily for everyone to accept or to adopt. Lahashos Tidgalachat B'neihem Haktanim Adagil Shaloshanim. There's a minute to keep the haircut for the save it for 3 years. Minhagam Torahu, and it's every minig of the Jewish people, it's Torah. The Samach Lezevi Masha Amru Midrash, we're relying on the Midrash, as we just mentioned, Kitavo, Kitavo La'aretz, Muntatem, Ko'etz Machal. Remember, we were growing up in the Chutzaretz, and they told us you had to plant trees, right? The Kakal always had these blue boxes, you had to plant trees, it was possible. Remez Ektani Bnei Yisrael. So here we see a remez for children. Okay, we accept that. Ki Adam Eitz Asade, V'nim Marshal Shonim Yelachem Areidim Lo Yachel, Chadaim Einam, Eino Yechol Adaber Heitem. 3 years, again, science could argue with this in our day and age. They say for 3 years, the baby doesn't really speak. Three years old onwards, you start to teach your child Torah. Very problematic last sentence over here. So once again, thank you so much. Once again, we see a source for connecting 3 years and chinuch and mitzvahs, especially limud Torah. There is no source for hair. There's no blatant source, explicit source for hair. Now, the most problematic component of this last passage is it says, "Umikan gamlein mitzvahs chinuch vanachas apeos." The yeser mitzvahs. Shizmanam mimatai shematchil yois bar havana. That other mitzvahs, the education of other mitzvahs comes on when they start at this age to become bar havana. This contradicts a Gemara. And the Gemara says, there's a ton of rabbanon over here when we start educating our children. Tan Rabbanan. Then Beis Amidah in Sukkah. Katan Hayadua Linanea Chaya Belula. Not 3 years old. Wait, we said we educate our children mitzvahs at 3 years old, but there's a problem there because it contradicts the Gemara. It says when he can wave a lulav, you've trained him. Ulitatef Chaya Betitzis. When he can get dressed by himself, not 3 years old, he has to wear titzis. Lishmor Tvilin, Avila Kechla Tvilin. Yodea Ladaber, Avilam de Torah, the Kriyachma. Tormahi, Torativan, Moshe. So we see a bit of a contradiction over here between the Medrash and this Gemara that says, no, the time for educating our children, every mitzvah is independent of the other. But here we seem to have a blanket, paint the brush, that begins at 3 years old. So we see it's clearly a problem with a Gemara that says no, and we know that's in Shulchan Aruch too. All this, everything I just read from the Gemara is cited in its appropriate place in Shulchan Aruch, that the various mitzvahs with children apply at these various times, and there are many others. Okay, Ad Kan, the scriptural source for Upshernish. And I'm open to discussion, please. Anyone disagrees with me, by all means, educate me. But I feel,
I think when he's talking about Havona, he means speaking. He's talking about the territorial militia element, which around 3 years old is when they start learning it. It's not definitive, you know, every single kid is different, obviously.
But the Yeser Mitzvah is problematic. But do you not agree? Does anyone disagree with me? Please, we're open to open the table. Does anyone disagree with me? There's no proper scriptural source for waiting 3 years to cut hair. Anyone disagree with me?
You use the word remiss, right? That's saying Zeros and Buzzers.
Where is a remiss for hair? There's no remiss for hair. Not in the Shutim, not in the Midrashim. There's a remiss for Limud Torah. There's no other remiss. Okay. Why 3 years old?
As your steerer goes, I just wanted to say that peyos and hair are passive mitzvahs. The kid doesn't have to be able to wave a lulav yet or say do anything. You're just leaving peyos on it, and you're not cutting it. Those are passive things. So even though you're saying that Gemara and Sukkah says that there's various stages for other, those are for active mitzvahs. These are passive mitzvahs.
Very nice.
You don't need a kid to be able to do anything yet.
Very nice. It still doesn't show a scriptural source of rupture.
I got it.
I'm passive and active, I like it. It's definitely legitimate. Why 3 years old?
Of course, the map servitory in here.
No, not for this, no. I didn't look it up here.
Famous map servitory.
Yeah, on this? Yeah.
He goes through a whole like ceremony that you're supposed to do when you do the intro. He doesn't pin it on three, though.
Oh, so, okay, let's continue. Next paragraph, paragraph umizeh. Why 3 years old? Let's talk about why 3 years old for the hair. From here, our pasuk of Orla, we have a source that started teaching Torah after 3 years old. Moshe Kosova Taz, Tilchos Malamdim and Yordea, Vechen Amru Avraham Avinu, because we find by Avram Avinu, why 3 years old? Ben Gimel Shanim Hikiras Boro. Avram Avinu recognized God at 3 years old. Beautiful connection, perfect. Kimanatsidu Begamar Ben Adarim Lamed Bezam and Alpha, Maravami Bar Abba, Ben Gimel Shanim Hikir Avram is Boro. The Gemara teaches us at 3 years old, Avram realized God. Shenemar, Hey, Kevash Shemata Avram Mikoli. Chushbenei Meya Vashivim Vitrine, 172. Upirush Rashi, the Hachi Mashma Ekev. What's Ekev? Minyan Ekev Shanim, which is 172. Shama Avram Mikoli. Avram Avinu followed God for 172 years. Choshnosava, you could find Hey. And he lived 175. So he followed God for 172 years. But he lived 175 years. Alma, we find out, Ben Shalosh Shanim Mikiras Baro, 3 years lacking. So we see that Avram Avinu started following God at 3 years old. And therefore, we have the minhag to cut the hair at 3 years old. Okay. Zman Arui Labina, the Havana, Lirat Shemayim. Okay. That's why 3 years old. So this is the best connection, the most beautiful connection for educating a child in Torah at 3 years old, because Avram Avinu, what better example do we have than Avram Avinu, who started his Torah study, so to speak, at 3 years old. The Alshich quotes the Zohar, another reason why 3 years old, Dafka, and because it says that when a tree is planted, the earth feeds the trees Tuma, the Chitzoinim. The earth feeds trees Chitzoinim for 3 years, in the fourth year it feeds the Koach HaKdusha. That's another reason the Alshich quotes for 3 years. And also we said, it's all widely cited, that 3 years when a baby starts to speak, and therefore he's starting to speak, he teach Torah. Right? Okay.
This is still not a source.
Right. No, we dropped it. We've dropped it. There is no scriptural source. We're trying to discuss, you know, the minhag, other symbolic references and sources for having 3 years and Lingua Torah, and even we will get to other sources for 3 years in haircut. But scriptural, it's not. Now, there's many minhag that aren't. No one should be embarrassed. Doesn't knock the minhag whatsoever. Just, we are intellectually honest and we search for truth, and it just might not be a minhag based on anything from our, you know, Torah. Another interesting reason I saw, I forget who says it, why 3 years old, is because that's when the Yetzer Hara begins. And the worst midah, as it says in many of the Sfarim, is Gaiva. Right? I know the Or HaTzadikim says that. Gaiva, the worst midah. And hair represents Gaiva. We find that by Avshalom and other sources. By Yosef, right? Hair gets you into trouble. So it's suggested that when the Yetzer Hara enters, and Gaiva is the worst midah, when the Yetzer Hara enters, destroy the source of Gaiva, which is compared to the hair. Okay.
Yitzhara comes before birth?
The Gemara seems to say that it comes more than ever. Pesach Hatas Revex. As soon as a child comes into the world, Yitzhara wants to be natural.
What's the difference between
Have you been Antoninus?
Antoninus.
Yeah, Rabbi Antoninus. Antoninus tells a man, he goes, oh, you tell me this.
Whether Yitzhara was meant before birth or what? When they come out?
He was made to him.
That these hairs win.
When you're born.
What do we do with this? I don't know. I go back to the books from that one.
The connection
like I said, I forgot who said it, but I did see black and white. This was from Rabbi Wasserman, who I just said, with the bad midos, the Yitzhar entering a person 3 years old. I forget where he said it brings it from.
The connection with hair and Gaiva, though, that should be a reason to say why you shouldn't wait past three. But that doesn't tell you why you should wait until three. That's saying, don't let him have long hair because he'll have Gaiva.
Right.
Cut his hair when he's one.
Let's go get Sahara, according to this. Let's go get Sahara to
you
three.
You not to go past 3 years old, but why would that be to tell you that you should wait until 3 years old?
The Orla
no, but there's no Yitzhara, though.
We're going on the fact that we're waiting.
See, there's nothing wrong with cutting before him.
There will be nothing wrong, correct. But why three?
Yeah, one.
So
it doesn't tell me to wait until three. It tells me not to let it go longer than that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Get at least one haircut by three.
Yeah.
It's 10 if we want to.
Okay. Is there any source, if you come across any source of not cutting it until three? Like there are some people who famously would be. It's like some sort of holy thing.
It is based on these things, these sources. Just like they take this Orla as the holy source for Upshurish, which it may not be, they also take these, you know, with the ground for 3 years as Tuma, and for the Itzahara is 3 years, right, as Gaiva, they take these and they latch onto them, and this is the reason you don't cut till three, because the word three is mentioned. You mention the word three, that's it, it's 3 years old. Interesting piece in the Marim Brisk is the Upshurish meal as Sudas Mitzvah. It says over there, Shekasav the Muvan Adavar Shehuva Bistechemed Bishem Kamechach Mekedem Shaminag Yerushalayim Lassoy Simcha Be'ezis Galachas. You had a party, the Upshurish was always a celebration. Shukaina Simcha Shotim Be'ez Asiya Sa'ois Be'ez Kodesh. Similar to a bris. The Upshurish party was historically as beautiful as a bris. Zikron Echad Oyla Shnehem, that's one was like the other. Umashmul Kherinami Shasuda, he sued the Smitzvah, come down from there, the Suda and an Upshurish, the Suda Smitzvah. Share Zikron Echad Oyla Shnehem, Hainu Shiesh Dimyon, the Simcha Samila due to similarity. So I saw the Sefer Pulas Tzadik as another reason to Suda Smitzvah. Because the celebration of a mitzvah, which mitzvah? Living payas. So any Suda in honor of a mitzvah is a Suda Smitzvah. And by the Upshurish, the mitzvah in question is we left the payas.
That's a little bit of a broad range too. They give Mishmar here Thursday night for people who learn. That's associated with a mitzvah of Liman HaTorah. Is that all of a sudden become a Suda Smitzvah?
Yes, I did see sources say exactly just that. That any meal where there's Divrei Torah mentioned as a Suda Smitzvah. I did see that. I can tap you an email.
Which is every meal supposed to have.
Every meal supposed to have. So every meal should be supposed to have.
Every single meal you're supposed to have.
Right. And some say Yotzi with Birkas Hamazon, the Chalta, the Savata, the Rath, the same word. Really, I think even the Magen Avraham does that.
I'm not sure
that
we're watering down the Suda's breast, so we're watering down
right. Right. But that's why it says in Svarim we have Almaros Bavel and Shira Malos, and Svarim have Lam Natseh to add Divrei Torah to meal. And if you don't have that, you Yotzi with the actual Birkas Hamazon, your Torah to meal. The Magen Avraham brings this down. It says better not to rely on it. Oh, you know who says it's Begadol? Ravadim Ibar Tanura on the Mishkan Paragimo of Avos, that every meal of the Divrei Torah, the Rav over there says that this means Birkas Hamazon. Tosfos Yom Tov disagrees with him. He says no, it doesn't work. It's independent. But to give you a source, Ravadim Ibar Tanura, and that's brought down the Magen Avraham, if I'm not mistaken, even the Kaf HaChaim also brings it down, that you Yotzi Torah would be together with that. But of course, I like to talk about my own private practices. But I don't always say Almanos Bavel. What I do try to do is I just say the Pasuk Mishkach Yerushalayim Tishkach Yemini. By that I'll be Yotzi Limud HaTorah outside Birkas Hamazon, but I'm too lazy to say the whole kapitel maybe. So I say one or two psukim, I'm Yotzi, you know, a bit of a kula and a chumra. Anyways, back to Upshurish. Okay. Interesting piece. Why is it called Chalaka? Upshurish is Yiddish for shearing. What's Chalaka? The Sefer Tami Minhagim. Hamad Reish Samus Tess. Hevi Dashem Chalaka Lidgalachas HaKaton Hukmo Loshon HaPasuk. It's based on a pasuk in the Torah. She'amar Yaakovinu Vanochi Ish Chalak. I am a smooth man, he says to his father. Kelomar Lelo Sarot. I have no hair. Chalak, Chalaka, Lelo Sarot. But Sefer Keser Shem Tov Kastav, it says over there, Hashem Chalaka Utisport V'Lashon Arab. I should ask in Arab, you see a work we're at. That's good. How do you say haircut in Arabic? We'll see. There's a Rashi. It says by Korban Pesach, Lot of Ashel, Lot of Chlus Par Pesach Na. The Pesach says Na. So Rashi says Na in Lashon Arab is Ra. So in Arabic today, there is, it's not Na, but it's something that sounds a bit like that. You see, it's a derivative. So some of this Arabic still applies today. Okay. Moving right along. Minhagim of not waiting 3 years for the Upshurish. Not waiting 3 years. The Ayin, B'shus Pulas Tzadik, Cross of the Yesh Nagulasos, Tit Galachas Arishon B'Yosef Ben Beis Shonim. There's a minute to do Upshurish at 2 years old. What's the source for this? Where does it come from? We say for Yalkut Atisporet. Right here. Hevi Smaklezem Apostle Vigdal Yel Vigamel. Vigamal. Right? By Yitzchak Avinu. V'yas Avram Mishta Gadol B'yom Yigamel Yitzchak. He made a party on the day he was weaned. Pirush Rashi Sham L'sof Chavdal Chodesh, who was 2 years old. That's one source for doing Upshurish at 2 years old. Another source I saw for doing Upshurish at 2 years old, from Shmuel HaNavi. Hannah, Rachmul Navi, delivered him for work, for service, at 2 years old. Right, learning Torah, apprenticed by Eli HaKohen. So there you see another source, at 2 years old is the time you get your Torah education started, and hence the whole, everything can begin. The haircuts and the education. The Ein Be'orchus Rebbeinu, Lamaran Agri Kanievsky, Shekazu She'en Kapeid Le'galeach Kodim Shigei Yad L'Gimel Shanim. Nobody knows about it, nobody hears about this. Said the Stifler, and Reb Chaim, said this, what's this whole thing about waiting 3 years? It's like, Ein Kapeida. U'besefer Nitei Gavriel, He'evi She'minek Polin, V'chein Minek Gur, She'en Kapeid Le'galeach L'Gimel Shanim, Rak Achar Gil Shnei Shanim. In Gur, and we'll see in Skver, they cut after 2 years old. Depending on how sharp the kid is. The kid's ready to learn Torah, he knows what's going on. Cut his hair. Teach him about payas.
Where does two come
from? What?
Where does two come from? Most of this concept.
That's true. Where does two come from? I guess it's from Yitzchak. They grab it from Begum Mel.
Begum
Mel's Yitzchak.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
By Gamal,
it's Yeah.
What's the connection to hair?
Huh?
So what's the connection to hair for 2 years? If you're saying it's
the weaning. Avraham Avinu made a pie for Yitzchak Avinu at 2 years old.
Must have been the upshot.
Must have been the upshot. It was starting his third
education. What other party could it be?
Right. Okay. And he said that there are Rebbe Sefer HaChalaka.
But it's his birthday this year. I mean, it's going
to
be a birthday.
Right? It's been a regular birthday party. 2 years old. Yeah. You know, you got the world of minhag and folklore, you know, the sky's the limit. Shevi diken min ha-chasidus kever, shemegal ha-chimusof ha-shan ha-shniyad, v'chen no'agim ha-yom. That's what I do in Skver after 2 years. And I didn't ask anybody, but I assume it's from the pasuk of Avraham and Yitzchak. Here's an interesting one, lesser known. To cut it 9 months. Ubekunches ubeshana revis lagon Rabbi Mordechai Gross, the rabbi in Bnei Brak, seeing the sefer heichal avodas Hashem sheizkir minhag b'yom laos lo teisha chodashim. The ayin shamot tzir od mekros minhagim hanal. I did not look it up. The only guess is because it represents 9 months of pregnancy, and once you lived out 9 months as if you were in the womb, maybe I don't know. I didn't look it up. That's my off the cuff guess. Why you would say 9 years old begins your whole welcome to the world haircut and Torah education? I could be wrong. But I didn't look it up. But you see a source for 9 months. Very interesting. And another one here, 4 or 5 years old. The Sefer Shulchan Gavoa, Hevi Mina Yushalayim Legalech Ben Heishanim. So looks, kid looks like a girl, like Chaval is man. V'ilu v'Sefer Keser Shemto, Kasev Shaminak Be'eretz Yisrael Legalech Ben Lozhan Lenar Dalet Shanim. Rebbe Sefer Chanuk Yaldim, of course, Halashka Daftis. So you see a source here for up to 4 or 5 years old. I think it's an ancient Taimani Yushalmi sect that does the 5 year thing. It's not very, you know, widespread, but that's who does it. A Yushalmi Taimani sect.
Well, it makes sense. I mean, if it's based on a tree, you wait 3 years, fourth year you can't touch it. And then the
fifth year is regular. Interesting over here that we'll see from Shas. It's a pretty good reliable source. There's no Indian upshurnish whatsoever. Mashma di brei gemar shemuta le galech katin kolim gimel shanim. See, from the gemar, there's no such thing as upshurnish. Bafilu miyad achar le dasoy. Right away, at his bris, give him a haircut. Kid shanina be gemar b'moed katin yudalit. Amar shmuel katin anolid b'moed. What's halacha of babies born on? Kol ha-moed. Muta le galech b'moed. You see, from Rashi, it's pashut. Doesn't matter how long the hair is. Bothers him, okay, right. But you gotta be really hairy, right, to really bother you that you need to shave in the next 4 or 5 days to cut your hair. Esav maybe had that problem. Shelecha beis asur and gadol mizeh, because the womb is like a jail. We saw that by birthdays also. And when you get out, it's like a kol moed. One who's out of jail is allowed to cut his hair. A baby's in jail for 9 months. He gets out, he's allowed to cut his hair. And this halacha is brought in Shulchan Aruch, that a child can get a haircut on kol moed, which is kind of, you know. It's like gebrochs, right? Gemara says you can eat gebrochs, but we have a minhag based on other, you know, external factors that created gebrochs. Like perhaps we have a minhag that created upshurnish. Along the lines of this Gemara, Gam b'sefer Orchos Rabbeinu, Huva Shemarna Graf Kanievsky Shlita Amar Bashim Avi Balakilosyaka. We had that before. The Efshar Lesaper Gam Kodim Shigiel Yael at the Gimel Shanim. I know people ask Rav Chaim Kanievsky this to our most recent days, and his opinion stays the same. He does not hold so much of this Obshirnish thing. He says completely permissible. People go to him. My kid doesn't like the hair. My wife doesn't like the look. The kids are making fun of him. He looks like a girl, whatever. He says, shave there. Vayin Sham the Ken Hagim Nachs Nechdav. The Kanievsky family Minog. There's no party, they just cut the hair and that's it, get ready for Shabbos. Okay, so listen to this. So more on this idea of cutting the hair for any reason you want to cut the hair for. So there's a Radak and a Ralbag that seems to say that even a Nazir can cut his hair. That if the hair is coming into your eyes, you have to cut your hair once a year. That's from the Radak and the Rabag on Avshalom. That Avshalom was a Nazir. He was allowed to cut his hair and went into your eyes. So the Chiddush, Kal V'Chomer, the minute of Obshernish, you know, has less weight than the vow of Nazirus. If the hair is getting into the eyes, my 7-year-old, so my wife wanted to do the Obshernish, you know, my wife goes to this community pressure thing, what the neighbors are going to say, you know, that kind of thing. So we let the kid's hair grow for a while. But it came to a point that the hair was in the eyes. We couldn't take it anymore. So, We cut the hair. So we wouldn't avoid his eyes. And after a while, we just gave up and cut his hair. And of course, he was old. Yeah.
Source quoting of Kanievsky. At the end, it says the reason the Moshe cleaned up the mitzvah is how they cut that. It seems to be saying that really, the principle, there would be a svar not to. Elamai is not about him.
I think what you're saying, which I think is deeper than maybe we both think now, is that because there's no mitzvah chinuch until 3, there cannot be any obligations whatsoever. Is that
right,
what you're saying?
Yeah,
amazing.
But he's somehow dealing with the fact that there is in principle an obligation not to cut. LMI,
yeah.
We're getting rid of it because he's not a bar chinuch.
Yeah, he can't be subject to this prohibition doesn't apply to him even though it should.
But then he comes back to them, well, why should it? Meaning, then you gotta.
That's very good, very deep. Really, the prohibition applies, but since he can't be subject to a child, right? Very nice, very nice. Very nice. Rabbi Mordechai Gross Sefer, we quoted earlier, he also says about cutting the hair if it gets into the eyes, that he says it's okay. Why? Because the whole Indian have upcharnish to educate for payas. And the hair on the forehead is not connected to payas, and therefore you don't lose out by cutting the payas. But cutting the forehead hair is for the rest of the head because it doesn't interfere with your chinuch. And it's the payas, and he says it's okay for that reason. Okay, now we get exciting. Moving on to Lag BaOmer over here. Listen to this. Here is the famous, famous report, the encounter of the Arizal you have in front of you. Mefursum the Yadua Hu Dibrei Rabbi Chaim Vital. Okay, this is really exciting. Shekasov, he writes, Shara Kavanos, Haminag Shenegu Yisrael Lechet Belag Bo'omer Al Kibrei Rabbi Kibrei Kibrei Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Rabbi Elazar Benoi Hakfuri B'Meron. Derech Agav, I saw sources that maybe Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai is not buried in Meron. That's for another shiur. I have a whole shiur accuracy of Kibbutz Tzaddikim in Eretz Yisrael. It's a whole shiur on its own. But anyways, most say he's buried in Meron. Some say it's not as yard said like Gomer, but don't tell anybody. The Ochlim showed them Smechim Sham, and you go have fun, you eat, you drink, you have a party at the caver. Reishi Lamori Arizal. I saw by my Rebbe the Arizal. Shalach Lasham like Boimer. He went like Boimer. Who the Cholanshi Beisto, his whole family. The Yashu Sham Shloshi Yamim. They were there 3 days. Very important point. I'll just bring out the Shloshi Yamim. A yard site is a yard site. We say Kaddish, we do mitzvahs, we do nishmas, etc. But 3 days before and 3 days after are also considered connected to the yard site. It's in Tamei Menhagim. He brings it there and other sources as well. Nitzik Gabriel brings it. So if anyone ever misses a yard site for whatever reason, don't despair. 3 days before, 3 days after are still connected. So you can't visit a cave, whatever it may be. The 3 days, again, before or after are still important. V'zayah v'pam rishona shabal Mitzrayim. The Arizal came from Mitzrayim. Aval enin yodeim zoyah boki v'dua. I'm not sure, he says, if the Arizal was known as a Kabbalist at this time. The Rabbi Yonatan Sagish, new account. Rabbi Yonatan Sagish Hei testifies. Shekodim shalachti l'modetzul mori zal holich rabbeinu ari zal b'no akadun l'sham imkol anshei beso b'sham gilcho et rosho k'minag yidua minhag yidua v'asa yisham yom mishte v'simcha I'm writing all this to show you there's a source for the minute. There's problems with this encounter. So I gave you the most liberal girsa of the encounter with the Arizal of Chaim Vital. However, there is a girsa whether or not the rabbi in question was the Arizal. Here we have Ra'iti Lamori Harizal. Other Gersas have Ra'iti Lamori. Rabbi Chaim Vital saying, my Rebbe went. The word Arizal is not mentioned in other Gersas. Okay? May I have another Rebbe?
You see the Kalachayim's Gersa?
No. Wait, which
one? Kalachayim brings a whole text.
Maybe I saw his Gersa, not knowing it's his.
From a saga. She brings it in length, and I believe he says also that the kid is 5 years old.
Oh, so what I did see, not five.
Doesn't say.
Right. So, and get this. Doesn't say how old the boy was. There's a Gersa that says it was a different rabbi. It's not clear it was his son in other Gersas that was shaved. And we said it was before the Arizal was known as a Kabbalist. Even in this Gersa, we're saying it was before the Arizal might have been known as a Kabbalist. The fact he just did it because he felt like doing it. And there's no, you know, hidden secrets he was revealing. Maybe he was not the Arizal yet. And he just did it because he did it. And get this. Here's a good one. Here's one. We're saying the minhag is based on the Arizal who cut his kid's hair on Lag BaOmer. But the problem with that is, Rabbi Yisai, that the Arizal says we shouldn't cut any hair on Lag BaOmer. Even on Lag BaOmer this year, any year. According to the Arizal, you shouldn't get any haircut whatsoever. We've got a major stira on the Arizal and the Arizal. Because Hasidim don't take haircuts from Pesach until Erev Shavuos based on the Arizal. This is a serious problem.
And this you might have to give the svara of jail svara. Just like by Chol HaMoed is mutter, yeah. So Kol Shekein during Sphere would be mutter. Happening all the cut in 3 years.
3 years and 50 days?
What else do they
do today?
They don't.
No, they do. They do for the kids. But for the adults, don't. So you're saying it's there in the
jail? I would assume so.
Is like that.
It is.
You get out of jail, drink Sphira, and you look maneuverable, you have to get rid of it.
It's
a Kol
Shekein.
Why is it Kol Shekein?
It's Chol Moed, it's more common than Sphira.
Chol Moed is it zero.
But this is, the Arizal holds, we shouldn't cut any hair.
Who's the Chol HaKav? Maybe it's one time first.
Okay, where is it? It doesn't say that anywhere.
It's from this recorded story or a saga level.
Okay, but there's a lot of...
The Kol HaKav brings down the story in tremendous detail.
Yeah. Anyway, okay, this is definitely food for thought. Again, was it really the Arizal? Was it really his son? Was he a Kabbalist yet? Was he doing it for Kabbalistic reasons? And why does it contradict the Minhag Arizal? Lubavitcher Rebbe once took a haircut on Lag BaOmer, and he gave a whole drush on why he did so. Whether he felt he had to. I think the long short was his hair was too long. But he held that. Really, that's it. The hair is too long, the bottom line. But he says, don't, it's not the minhag. The Arizal held, you don't cut any hair until Shosh Meagbala. Fine. Okay, moving right along, here you have the famous account of the Arizal and some major kashas on it. Now a bit about the connection between Lag BaOmer and the Upchernish. The shoot of Parkasta de Anya, the Rabbi Sperber. Praise God during the Upshernish V'yesh L'modzim in the Be'er Midrash Anal Charm L'Shon Hilulim. The Pasuk says, again, the Pasuk has no connection to Upshernish. Nevertheless, the Pasuk says to praise God Shema Halal L'Kosh Baruch Hu V'yesh L'modzim Shadot Tam Shema Akbi Mes Iskal Iskalachat Ad Lag BaOmer. This is why we wait till Lag BaOmer Shur Yom Hilul Ad Rashbi the next Shab Kodesh Hilulim. It's connected to Rashbi with also Kodesh Hilulim Arei Sheyesh Shnei Hilulim. What's the two Hilulim of Lag BaOmer? Hilula Shemahalal Abiyah Ben Lakodesh Baruch Hu. And Bet, number two, Shu Yom Hilula the Rashbi. It's a play on the word Hilula Halal that connects the Upshernish of 3 years and of Shem Bar Yochai. There you have it. Here's a really good one. Another big connection between Upshernish and Lag BaOmer is by the Metzora. It says Vit Galach. By the Pasuk by Metzora, you have to shave the Metzora. And the pasuk Vigalach is the 33rd pasuk in the Perek, in Parshas Metzora. It's the 33rd. It really is. I don't make this stuff up. I'm just sharing with you. I don't make any of this stuff up.
Who divided up the Krakim?
What 33?
Who divided up the Krakim?
The Christians, huh? Yeah. All right, the good kasha. But wait. So the 33rd pasuk of the that I forget which it is, which Perek. Okay, it's in Metzora. And also, listen to this, Rabbi Say, that pasuk has a large gimel. There you have it, Pirush. That pasuk has a large gimel. The third pasuk, by Mitzorah, talking about shaving, has a large gimel. 3 years old, like Goldberg, you cut. Sounds like something a Bala Turim would say, but it sounds like a Bala Turim. I don't know.
Which thing do you like?
That's a good point. King James, I think, did the separation.
The actual division. I mean,
but what do you count?
The Psukim Aras.
Where do you start counting the Perek song?
You start counting from the beginning of the Mitzorah.
Parsha, maybe Parsha.
Sorry, I have to look at it. Yeah, it's from the Stufa, the Stuma. Right, you guys see from Stufa, the Stuma, where it is in the Matzah.
Start counting.
I have to check it up. There really is, I looked it up myself because I couldn't believe what I was reading. There really is a large gimel over there. There really is a 33rd Pasuk.
It's the 33rd Pasuk from what?
From Hasriel.
Which is a pay.
The beginning of Parshas Hasriel.
That we still works out.
The Parshas Hasriel works out.
The Parshas Hasriel. The
Gimel that's biggest in the word, the V'Yiskala.
Yeah.
V'Yiskala.
The large Gimel there. And by the way, I just had a side point you brought up. I heard that King James...
That's the best one yet.
Scriptural source. We got a scriptural source. We got it. So, I heard, by the way, King James took rabbis to help him divide the verses and the chapters. Okay. Another point on Lag BaOmer. Otam Shaisa Sasaris Lag BaOmer Al Pimash Yekasim Sefer Hakavanish Lag BaOmer Huzman Siluk O Amtakas Adinim. It's a day when the bad vibes go away. Basaris Tem Sitra Adidina the Sitra Achra. Hair represents Tuma. That's why Hasidim always have short hair, because the ends of hair, the end of fingernails, is a magnet for Tuma. It says that in many Svarim. Vayim Bezor Baloscha It's a day when, you know, the mercy comes down to the world. Okay. Mr. Ragam could ask, it's a famous kasha, but Lag BaOmer is coming up. Why do we celebrate Lag BaOmer as a party on the yard site of a tzaddik? But, you know, Zayin Adar, Moshe Rabbeinu's yard site, is people fast. It's a very big difference. There's many answers. You know, I'm sure you've all heard probably all of them. I saw one answer I want to share with you. I don't think I ever saw any previous year. Why we celebrate Lag BaOmer, whereas Zayin Adar is sad. You ready for this? Because it says in Sfarim that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai was a Gilgal Moshe Rabbeinu. And through Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, Moshe Rabbeinu merited to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So we celebrate Lag BaOmer because it's like Moshe Rabbeinu making Eretz Yisrael being buried in Eretz Yisrael like he always wanted to. That's a beautiful answer I saw. Anyways. Okay. Get this. Next. Sefer Chinuch. Who should cut the hair? The Sefer Chinuch Yisrael Kasav Yesh Mazminim Horehem. You bring your grandparents and parents to cut the hair. We have it over here, Meluch Yerushalayim, Shemazminim, Kol Krovehem. You also invite relatives to cut the hair. Yodehem, V'chabdu et kol echad. Me'ad mis'asvim, Saper, Ezasaros, anyone gathered there, all the visitors, you give them a chance to cut some hair. V'yesh olkim et tzadikim, Tam le'chachamim, you go to tzadikim also, they should cut the hair. Shem yigachu, Oyatilu v'giluach, v'tikva, sheze yisayele, kedusha sayele, shielibo, kli mukshar, lekabel, tahara. Going to tzadikim, we hope there'll be a simon bracha, that the boy should receive kedusha, be open to holiness. V'ram ben v'tzapir, muva minhag shakol echad, v'miyuadim, v'zochim, v'mitzvah, l'exoz, m'at masar. Okay, all relatives could be invited. Those who are gathered, I think I'm missing. Oh, do you have an English episode over there?
Yes, we do.
Oh, yeah, it might be. Thanks. So listen to this. So when a child was brought before the Brisker Rav, offering the honor of being, to cut the hair, the Brisker Rav said, I'm not a barber. They came to the Brisker Rav, as is documented in others from also, they wanted to give him the honor to cut the hair first. He says, I'm not a barber. Okay, so he held there's no mitzvah to wait before giving a child a haircut, nor was haircutting a mitzvah altogether. Slightly gone, Yusuf Kaneski, we acted similarly. He also never accepted the honor to be a barber. The report of the stipend would send away those who came to honor him with the first cutting of 3-year-old's hair. And the stipend's children, grandchildren, cut their hair for the first time at 2 years old, like we had in the Hebrew sources earlier. Okay, Adkan, the Hebrew sheets. Time check? What time is it?
8:02.
Okay, we have 8 minutes. So let me start with the most exciting thing. From the Yalkut to Sporet. I photocopied it because you probably wouldn't believe it if you heard it. You had to probably see it inside. We spoke about different sources possibly for the Minag. Listen to this. Yesh b'ze mashu m'inyin ha'indianim b'paru b'drom America. Yesh them kam v'kam minhagim shem domilu minhagei v'dinei yahadut. Okay? ואחד מהמנהגים הוא שגוזזים שרות בניהם כשהם בן שלוש שנים וקוראים לזה קשטפלו. So now we have the Hukosiemo Saleiku. So now we can see what the Indianim in Peru might have been the ones that gave us Upchurnish. The Indians in Peru? They didn't have email.
Maybe one of those.
Oh, so he said he brings the story. He said maybe. He says that. Okay. Everyone says the Lost Shavit, right? They go, every Gentile that comes to this country, right? It's the Lost Shavit. So we go find them from Africa and Asia. They call them the Lost Shavit.
First we took the United States, but then now we take
so the haircuts from the tribe. Maybe the Chukosim Moselech. Okay. Another thing I saw is that the upchurnish might come from the Mustarbim. The Mustarbim are a sect of Jews that originate in Ottoman Empire. And where did they get it from? Mountain tribes who have a custom of cutting their hair. Okay, that's another theory. It's a very well-circulated theory, by the way, the Mustarbim. Mustarbim, they don't exist anymore. They died out. And it could be they gave... The Hasidim grabbed it from them. And... Mustarbim, remember that. Another popular custom is to go, if you can't go to Meron for the upchurnish, is to go to Shimon HaTzadik. So anyone know the connection between Shimon HaTzadik and Lag BaOmer? Or you should say the Lag BaOmer, but the upchurnish.
Shimon HaTzadik.
They go to Kever Shimon HaTzadik in Yerushalayim. Did I say Shmuel Navi?
No, sorry.
I'm talking about the minhag. Many people, they can't go to Meron, they go to Kever Shimon HaTzadik in Yerushalayim. In occupied East Jerusalem. There's a cave over there. Why there? So the source for that is the Gemara Nedarim, the Tet Amud Bet, where it says that Shimon HaTzadik was walking, he saw a beautiful man, a very attractive man, who had beautiful hair, who became a Nazir. And he asked the man, why did you become a Nazir? And he said, I looked in the mirror, right? I saw how beautiful I am, and I'm scared that my Yitzhar might get the best of me, I'll go do all kinds of Averas. So I said, I'm going to become a Nazir, I'm going to shave off all my hair at the right time. So Shimon HaTzadik gave him a kiss, he gave him a bracha, the Mamash Hashem Shemaim. So he cut hair, they say a connection from that Gemara, we cut her hair, Shimon HaTzadik was very impressed that someone cut their hair, there shouldn't be any gashmias, shouldn't be an opening for averas, we cut the hair. Famous minhag to weigh the hair that's cut and give that weight in gold to tzedakah or to limud Torah, to the Malamdin. A couple of other tools I'll share with you in the last few seconds over here. I have over here, from Moshe Sternbach, should you advance the cutting? If the baby's not 3 years old yet, but he's soon to be three, and the chance to go to Meron and all that stuff, what do you do? Okay, so the tshuva is in, I forget which chelik, but Simon Reish Mem Vav, I think it's chelik Beis, of Tshuva Svein Hagos. Yelet sheye ben gimel shana b'emsa tamuz. He's going to have his birthday in the summer, so you have Lag BaOmer. It's close to the birthday. You have the benefits of Meron, the benefits of Beroi Bam Hadras Melech for this mitzvah. But you have all kinds of things. Okay? So it says over here, I'll read you the kitzur, I underline the important parts. He says like this. The chutzaretz near Shavadai ein lishnot miyomo mishanase ben gimel shana ve'ein lahakdim. And chutzaretz, he says, no. Doesn't matter, like Baomer's here, his birthday could be tomorrow, it doesn't matter, you don't cut, unlike Baomer, you wait till he's 3 years old. But he says again, Aval Be'eretz Yisrael, Sherabim Nosim LeMeron LeSaper, okay? He talks about the Simcha, Berabim, in Kiddush Hashem Berabim. That's what he writes. Kiddush Hashem Berabim, Ve'ken HaKodesh HaRizal, Nahav L'Sol LeMeron LeGalech, like Baomer, Kan Beroiv Am Hadus Melech. I don't make this stuff up. Rabbi Shimon Gufa Shama the Sameach Mur Bateretz Kaming the Eshel Siv High Simcha the Simcha the Simcha Rabbi Shimon Yochai the Simcha of cutting your hair the Shomer Mitzvah Lo Yada Davara Lachen Yesh Mishpachot Shemakdimin Umegalchin Shama Hafsheinu Od Ben Gimel Shana. Okay, so even though you may not be 3 years old, we have the chance to go to Meron. Don't miss it. I saw Derech Agav that you don't have to be 3 years old, but three Lag BaOmers. That the minhag of upchurnish is not 3 years old, three Lag BaOmers. The baby is born on Pesach, so when he's 2 years old and 33 days, according to that approach, that's called 3 years old. Like Orla, right? The fit of the third year. Right, Orla. You have the, right? You have the Orla connection over there. So, anyways, we'll stop here. Make no mistake, minhag Yisrael Torah, every minhag is holy, but always the sources and the basis for these minhagim are sometimes open to question and discussion. Shkoyach.